Ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes our star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Broadway musical hit by Cole Porter and Bella and Samuel Spiewak, Kiss Me, Kate, starring Gordon McRae and his celebrated guest, Patrice Munsell. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another great musical success is brought to you by the American Railroads, the same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now, here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, Patrice Munsell and I are going to give you our impression of some of the memorable moments from one of the most delightful musicals of our time. In Kiss Me, Kate, Cole Porter and Bella and Samuel Spiewak fashioned a play within a play.
And it's all about the excitement of the theater. We're a couple of actors. My name is Lily Vanessi.
And my name is Fred Graham.
We used to be married, and we're meeting for the first time in several years to star together in a revival of Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew.
I'm the tamer.
And I'm the shrew.
It begins on an empty stage in Baltimore.
Not empty, but filled with the excitement, the glamour, the fast heartbeat of an opening night.
Another opening, another show. In Philly, Boston, or Baltimore, Cole, a chance for stage folks to say hello. Another opening of another show.
Another job that you hope at last will make your future forget your past.
Another cane where the ulcers grow.
Another opening of another show.
4 weeks you rehearse and rehearse.
3 weeks and it couldn't be worse.
1 week will it ever be right?
Then out of the hat is that big bird's eye.
Your mature is about to start. You cross your fingers and hold your heart. It's curtain time and away we go.
Another opening, just another opening of another show.
I went to see Lily in a dressing room to wish her luck. But the old fight started the minute we got together.
Will you kindly stop upstaging me, Mr. Graham?
And I will thank you, Miss Vanessi, to stop calling me vile names on the stage.
Oh, Fred, do you know what day this is? Our anniversary, and you forgot.
What anniversary?
The first anniversary of our separation.
Oh.
You have no sentiment here.
Oh. A champagne cork. You've saved it all this time from our wedding breakfast.
Our wedding breakfast in my apartment.
You mean that one room over the Armenian bakery?
You're a fine one to complain.
Remember, it was right after we closed in the road in a British Viennese operetta that was laid in Switzerland.
But the costumes were Dutch.
And I was understudying the lead. I was the youngest understudy in the business.
No, dear. We were both in the chorus. There was a waltz in it. Remember? Something about a bar?
Yeah. Madam, you are ravishing tonight. You have made me the happiest of men.
Your Highness.
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar.
Wunderbar. Wunderbar. What a perfect night for love.
More than wunderbar.
Say you care, dear.
For your
madly.
Say you long, dear,
for your kiss.
Do you swear, dear?
Darling, gladly.
Life's devoted, dear.
And you're mine, dear. Star above, what a bright shining star!
Like our love, it's wonderful.
There's an old saying in the theater: any opening night is a combination of magic and a curse. The magic was on stage that night, and the jinx was backstage. Bill Calhoun of the company had gambled away $10,000 in a floating crap game and signed my name to the IOU. So there were two gangsters backstage pointing their pockets in my direction. And on top of that, a bouquet I sent to Lois Lane, one of the younger gals of the company, got into the wrong dressing room.
Flowers for Miss Lily Vanessi.
Oh, snowdrops. And pansies and rosemary. My wedding bouquet. He didn't forget. Fred didn't forget.
Strange, dear, but true, dear. When I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky. So in love with you am I. Even without you, my arms fold about you. You know, darling, why so in love with you am I.
The bouquet is beautiful.
Bouquet? Oh, yes, the bouquet.
I haven't read the card yet.
On stage, everybody.
Oh, don't read it. I'll tell you what it says. To Lily, the only woman I've ever loved, the only artist I've ever worshipped. Now give me the card and you can read it after the show.
Oh, Fred, did you really mean that?
With all my heart.
Then that's where I'm going to put the card. Next to my heart. There. And, Fred, dear, I'll never call you vile names again. Never.
You will, my sweet. You will.
Curtain going up. Places, everybody. Street scene, Padua, Act 1, Scene 1. The Taming of the Shrew.
A troop of strolling players are we.
Here to gild attraction are we.
But just a crazy crew who never sees the truth around the map of Little Italy. We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of laughs in Cremona.
Our next stop is Parma, that's dingy, dingy Venice.
Then Mantua.
Then Padua.
Then we open again.
Where?
We open in Venice, we next play Verona, then on to Cremona.
Lots of dough in Cremona.
Our next stop is Parma, that goldy, moldy Venice.
Then Mantua.
Then Padua.
Then we open again.
Where?
In Venice.
Well, all you Shakespeare scholars know what happens in Taming of the Shrew. The cantankerous Catherine can't find a husband until the handsome, charming, witty, gracious Petruchio, me, arrives in Padua with this little ditty on his lips.
I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua. If wealthily, then happily in Padua. If my wife has a bag of gold, do I care if the bag is old? I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
He's come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
I heard you mutter sounds, a loathsome lad you are. I shall not be disturbed a bit if she be but a quarter wit. If she can only talk of clothes while she powders her doggone nose. I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
He's come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
I heard you say, gadzooks, completely mad you are. Wouldn't give me the slightest shock if her knees now and then should knock, if her eyes were a wee bit crossed, were she wearing the hair she'd lost. I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
With a honey, nunny, nunny, and a hen, hen, hen.
Not to mention money, money for a rainy day. I've come to wive it wealthily in Padua.
Methinks Petruchio is a man like all the rest, and you don't have to be a Shakespearean scholar to know my opinion of men.
I hate men. I can't abide them even now and then. Of all the types I've ever met within our democracy, I hate the most the athlete with his manner bold and brassy. He may have hair upon his chest, but sister, so has Lassie. Oh, I hate men. From all I've read alone in bed, from A to Z about them. Since love is blind, then from the mind, all womankind should rout them. But ladies, you must answer to, what would we do without them?
It was at that point that she started hating men off stage as well as on. You see, she discovered the card and the flowers addressed to Lois.
Sending my bouquet to that...
All right, all right. I sent the child some flowers.
But listen to this card. Let my lovely Lois shine through tonight, and there'll be a new star in the heavens. Thou jerk!
Lily!
Listen... I'm quitting the show. I'm not even going on for the Act One finale.
Lily, you can't do that. That's when I got a brilliant idea. The two gangsters backstage. I told them that they'd never be paid if the show closed. And close it would if Lily walked out. So, in the finale, the lovely Catherine was escorted on stage by two of the toughest-looking henchmen you ever saw in Padua, with guns in their togas.
Come, my bonnie Kate. I said come. To the marriage feast.
So kiss me, Kate. And twice and thrice. Here we start. Living in paradise.
So
kiss me, Kate. Darling angel divine. For now thou shalt ever be.
Now thou shalt ever be.
Now thou shalt ever be.
Mine.
We'll return for the second act of Kiss Me, Kate, in just a moment. Have you ever stopped to think about all the things you may find on a railroad passenger train? A train is a lot more than just a string of cars pulled by an engine. It may be looked on really as a home on wheels, a traveling hotel, ready for your convenience and comfort. So if you travel on business, the train is for you. It starts in town. It runs in all kinds of weather. And it saves you precious time because it has facilities and opportunities for study, for work, for conference, or for relaxation. And for sleeping as you ride, to arrive in town, rested and ready for the day ahead. And when you and your family plan your vacation this year, make up your mind to go in air-conditioned comfort by train. That way you leave behind the strain of long, hard driving on crowded highways. Your vacation begins the minute you step on your train. You enjoy to the full the conveniences of your hotel on wheels, where all the work of traveling is done for you. Where you are sure of good food and good sleeping, where you enjoy relaxation and comfort as you watch the endlessly fascinating American scene unroll before your eyes. You'll not only have a wonderful time on the way, but when you arrive, you'll be fresh, really rested, and ready to have the time of your life in whatever part of America's fabulous vacation land you choose. Then, when it's time to leave, your traveling hotel is again waiting to serve you, ready to take you swiftly, safely, and comfortably home. That way, the railroad way, you will arrive refreshed, happily treasuring memories of the most wonderful vacation you ever enjoyed. Now here is Act Two of our Railroad Hour impression of the great Porter Spiewak hit, Kiss Me, Kate, starring Gordon McRae and Patrice Munsell.
Our stage performance of Taming of the Shrew went merrily on its way. And the lovely Lily Vanessi was turning into as much of a shrew offstage as on. And my offstage self longed to tame her as much as my onstage self. So I meant every word I sang to that lovely, adorable shrew.
Would I that special face, the face which fills my dreaming, would I the rhythm grace, would I the form so lithe and slender, would I the arms so warm, so tender, the kiss divine, were thine the love for me, the love which fills my dreaming, when all these charms are thine.
aren't the only ones with tricks up their sleeves. I knew a way to tantalize my ex-husband. Jealousy. I'd tell him about all the men I'd know.
If a custom tailored vet asked me out for something wet, when the vet begins to pet, I cry hooray, that I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. From Ohio, Mr. Thorne calls me up from night till morn. Mr. Thorne wants cornered corn, and that ain't hay. But I'm always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. There's an oil man known as Tex, who is keen to give me checks. And his checks, I fear, mean that Tex is here to stay. Always true to you, darling, in my fashion. Yes, I'm always true to you, darling, in my way. Mr. Harris Plutocrat wants to give my cheek a pat. If the Harris pat means a Paris hat, baby. Mais je suis toujours fidèle, darling, in my fashion. Oui, je suis toujours
It was at that point that our opening night began to look like our closing night, because the two gangsters found out their boss had been bumped off and left the theater. So Lily was no longer playing the role of Catherine at the point of a pistol. And that means you're free to go, Lily. Nobody's forcing you to stay. You don't have to finish the show.
Thank you. Doorman, call me a cab, please.
Oh, Lily. And I thought I detected a new note of softness. Spark of affection, a glimmer of love.
You're not going to hypnotize me, Svengali.
You can't walk out on me now, Lily.
You walked out on me once.
But I came back.
Your cab's waiting, Miss Vanessi.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night. Good night, Lily.
Strange dear, but true dear, when I'm close. Stars fill the sky, so in love with you am I. Even without you, my arms fold.
So I went on stage in the closing moments of Taming of the Shrew, prepared to play the scene without Catherine, ad-libbing around her speeches.
My dear Bianca and her newfound spouse, Brother Petruchio, daughter Catherine, feast with the best and welcome to my house. But where is Catherine? Where is she, Petruchio?
She will not come. The fouler fortune mine, and there an end.
What is your will, sir?
Darling, you came back. Catherine, that cap of yours becomes you not. Off with the bauble and throw it underfoot.
Yes, my lord and husband. I am ever and always your servant and your slave.
Why, there's a wench. Come on and kiss me, Kate. Oh, kiss me, Kate. And twice and thrice.
Carissimo.
There we start.
Bello.
Living in paradise.
Bellissimo.
Oh, kiss me, Kate. Darling, angel divine. For now thou shalt ever be.
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 Mine.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Patrice Mincell will be back in just a moment. Kiss Me, Kate, with music and lyrics by Cole Porter and book by Bella and Samuel Spiewak, was dramatized for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the American Railroads. This year marks the 40th anniversary of Girl Scouting in the United States. And in the years since this organization was formed, it has helped millions of girls develop into happy, self-reliant adults and real assets to their community and their country. Today, more than 1,800,000 Girl Scouts are having fun while serving their communities and learning to be good citizens. So, happy 40th anniversary, Girl Scouts, and keep up the good work. Now, here again is the delightful Patrice Mincell.
Thank you, Gordon. Oh, that wonderful music and that delightful story.
And the pride and joy of the Met smiling at me across the microphone.
And put down your whip, boy. Just talk. You tame me. Who's on the show train next week, Gordon?
Well, Blanche Taybaum is our guest, Pat, and we'll be singing Countess Maritza.
Oh, we'll all be listening. Good night, Gordon.
Good night, Pat. Friends, before we go, there's no way to appeal to a tornado. I can only appeal to you. Tornadoes which swept through 6 southern states destroyed thousands of homes and hospitalized hundreds. These people need your help. Answer the call, will you? Give generously through your American Red Cross.
All aboard!
Well, sir, it looks as though we're ready to pull out, and so until next Monday night, this is Gordon McRae saying goodbye.
McRae can be seen starring in Warner Brothers' About Face. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music is prepared and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the American Railroads. Now keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.
There's more great music with the Telephone Hour next on NBC. This program...